What we've got, Margie, is about 12,000 roses under cover, and we also grow gerberas and lysianthus and a few other flowers, but not predominantly we're roses, and that is about 50% of our business.
Obviously, Valentine's Day would be one of your biggest days of the year. What's your production like this year?
Yeah, that's correct. As well as Valentine's Day, we've got Mother's Day, and we grow towards those two periods in the year. And we're, unfortunately, this year, we've had a little bit of bad luck with the weather and damage within the shed. Now, that was caused by we had those 6 days of overcast weather, and then when that cyclone came through. And the Tuesday after the rain, it was a really hot day, and it was 55 plus in our shed, and it burned all the new foliage, which has really devastated our crop.
It just got way too hot in here.
Yeah, way too hot, and what it does is it burns the young growth in the rose, and it's not a saleable product after that. See how that burns like that? Mm. Well, that's only minor, but what had happened is the whole of the leaf area was like someone hit it with a blowtorch. We wouldn't have been able to stand in this shed that Tuesday at this time of the day. It was just stifling.
So at what point did you know that they were ruined?
Tuesday afternoon. We knew it was going to be hot, and we haven't got curtains in our shed, unfortunately. And it was too late to paint the roof. You can whitewash the roof, but you need a couple of days for that. So it was just one of those unfortunate things where it was a hot day and it did all the damage in within, say, 8 hours.
And how many flowers would you normally produce at this time of the year compared to what you did actually produce this year?
We're probably anything from 200 to 300 bunches of flowers, which predominantly for Valentine's Day, which is a good income. You know, it's the second best day of the year.
And how many did you end up producing this year?
This year? Oh, we've had it getting around about 25 decent bunches, 25 to 30, that's
wow.
All. You can't sell a rose without foliage. And a lot of the tips, if they just start to open and formed, which weren't for Valentine's Day, they got burnt as well. We cancelled all our Valentine's Day orders, you know. So, unfortunately, we apologised to our good clients. They understood, you know, and, we'll just go ahead with business as usual. We've got 12,000 rose bushes, and after the damage, what we did, we got in and we cut the foliage back heavily, but as you can see in the shed here, it's just not going to be in time for Valentine's Day. Maybe in another 10 days we'll have good production again. So just missed it.